Well, how are you guys today?
Good.
Good. Well, you may know some of my friends here. This is Sheldon Hare, and this is Galen Fox, and this is Martin Badger. And they're some of the critters who live in the meadow and the field behind my house. And so I learn about some of the things that they do. Excuse me, and sometimes they're really good, and sometimes they're not so good in it. So, matter of fact, last August, Sheldon stole a bunch of peaches from Galen Fox, which was a mean thing to do. But then he did something even meaner. He blamed Martin Badger for stealing the peaches. Well, eventually, all of the other critters found out that it was indeed Sheldon, and so Sheldon's gotten in trouble for that. But none of the other animals, because they were mad at Martin, nobody's really apologized to Martin, because even though they realize that he's not the one who did it anyway, Martin's a bit of like a mean old grump, and he likes to be left alone. But he does continue to watch out for all the little animals who might accidentally get caught in the Upper Allen Dog Park. And he did that to his friend Harold Rabbit a couple of weeks ago. Well, with all the rain that we've had lately, Martin has decided that he needs to have a couple of other dens to be in just in case his den gets too flooded, like it started to with all of the rain last week. So he found a new place to dig up by a stone wall. And as he was digging, all of a sudden the dirt fell away and he found himself inside a place. And he looked around and there were all of these jars all over the place. And because badgers' noses are much better than a human nose, Martin could smell that there were peaches in some of those jars. And he thought, there are so many jars in there, no one is ever going to miss if I take a couple. So he took a couple because he wanted to give them to Galen Fox, because he knew that Galen had his peaches stolen from them. As a matter of fact, when Sheldon stole the peaches, he ate those peaches almost right away, and his tummy was really, really big because it was all filled with peaches. So Martin took a couple of those cans or those jars of peaches because he thought, there's so many here. Whoever has all these peaches has more than enough. And Martin doesn't get along too well with humans anyway. But it was kind of a little bit difficult because Martin doesn't have opposable thumbs. But he took those jars and he brought them over to Galen Fox's den. And he left them there because Galen wasn't there. He didn't know where Galen was. He didn't care where Galen was. He just brought the peaches there and he left them there for Galen Fox to eat. Because Martin felt that it wasn't fair that Sheldon had stolen the peaches and that Galen, who had gone to a lot of trouble to get those peaches, had his peaches stolen. Because he's just not a nice rabbit sometimes. No. So Martin did what he could to try to help, I won't say his friend, but his neighbor, Galen Fox. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to help each other, especially when we have more than enough. If we have more than enough, God wants us to give to those who don't have enough. So tell you what, I'm going to say a prayer. So would you guys fold your hands and listen as I pray. Lord, thank you that you love us when we do the things that you want us to do, and you love us when we do the things you don't want us to do. Help us, Lord, to always try to do the things you want us to do, which is in part, Lord, when we have more than enough to give to those who don't have enough. If it be toys or clothes or food, help us, Lord, to help those who are in need. And we pray this in your name. Amen.